Blog Talk Radio.
See you in a moment, praise God. Thank you. created by the Holy Ghost. Well, how you do that, preacher? You get in the Word of God, because the Holy Ghost is in the Word, and he has to guide us. He's been commissioned to guide us through the Word of God. Welcome to the Word of God. I am Lord Jesus, the Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God, all the saints and faithful in Christ. We're so thankful for the scripture, the Word of God. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask Pastor Bill to give us a word of prayer, and we'll get into today's lesson.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that selection. And I just love the word. God is everything that we need. Whatever we need, he is that, and then some. And the scripture I like to share is coming from Matthew, the 28th chapter, verses 19 and 20. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. Amen. Heavenly Father, we come today thanking you for another thankful Thursday. Thanking you, Father God, for your word. Thanking you, Father God, for the listeners and those that participate. We thanking you, Father God, for our pastor, our teacher, that he continue on and teach us the truth, and then allow us after this Bible study to go back in and meditate on that word. Write the scriptures down and get the word of God in our hearts, Father God, where no one can steal it. As the scripture says, in the lining of our hearts, if it's in the lining of our hearts, we can take that word. And Father God, that's what we want. We want to grow in your word. We want to meditate on your word. And then we want to share your word with others, Father God. So Father God, we're just giving you the mighty word that you have left for us, Father God. And all we have to do is allow this word to be engrafted in our hearts, Father God. Lord, continue to have your way in our lives. Holy Ghost, you are welcome in our lives to guide us and direct us and open up our ears and our heart to the word. Father God, we ask that you would be with all those who have asked us to keep them in prayer, Father God, those that may be going through, Father God, and those who are bereaved, Father God. Lord, we know you're a way maker out of no way. We know you are a healer. We know you are a deliverer. You are everything that we need today, Father God. So, Lord, help us to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not to our own understanding, Father God. Continue on the mighty word of God. Lord, just have your way. And we thank you for all things in Christ Jesus' name. We do pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. What a beautiful prayer. Thank you, Pastor. We're going to open up the studio for Thankful Thursday. Because in everything, we ought to give thanks.
Yeah.
And anyone would like to give thanks for the scripture. I always tell people, give thanks for the scripture, because we know you're thanking God for a whole lot of other stuff. But how about the word of God? How about thanking God your faith is in the scripture? Hallelujah.
Yeah.
So I'm thankful for that. Have anyone?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Well, I'm thankful for the scriptures, and I'm going to share just a few of them from our affirmation. And, I mean, it's just so many of them to be thankful for. I'm truly thankful for them all. So I am thankful that I am firmly rooted and built up, established in my faith and overflowing with thanksgiving, Colossians 2:7. I am thankful because I am born of God and the evil one cannot touch me, 1 John 5:18. I am thankful that I am his faithful follower, Revelation 17:14. And I'm thankful because the Word of God says, I am built foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, Ephesians 2:20. Amen. I could go on and on, but I'm just thankful for the Word today. And, you know, the Word has changed my life. The Word has also encouraged my sister, even though she has MS. It encourages her to just go on and press on and not give up and just be determined. I love that in her, her spirit. And since we've been tuning in to the Word at noon, it has strengthened all of us. And so I just thank God because there were things that I had, you know, raised up in the church and so had been taught a certain way. But I thank God that now we have truth. And, you know, and it's right there in the scripture. It's been in the scriptures all the time, but no one had taught it. And then, too, at that time, I wasn't in the Word to really study the Word of God. So I'm thankful for the Word at noon because it has really changed my life. I'm thankful for Pastor because he is faithful in the Word of God. And he wants to make sure that each and every one of us, through God's Word, grows, you know, not get God's Word and just sit on it, but get God's Word and grow, be adults in the Word of God, and then help others to become that way as well. So thankful Thursday. I'm so thankful for God's Word because it has changed my life.
Awesome. Austin. Anybody else? Hallelujah. Anyone else?
Pastor Evangelist Renee couldn't be on today because her nurse is coming out right at 12, so she just wanted me to let you know that.
Oh, okay, thank you so much. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Appreciate that. Anyone else?
Thank you for your words. Hello.
Okay. Well, we're going to pick up where we left off yesterday. I don't know that my sister, I mean, Evangelist is sharing or not.
Yeah. Are
you pressing one? Evangelist sharing?
I can. Yes, I pressed one. Do you hear me read Ephesians 4?
No.
Nope.
Oh, my God. You know, I didn't think you guys heard me after I finished and had a whole speech, and something told me to hang up and call back. Well, I want to thank you for the scripture. For the scripture,
like they say down here in Georgia, we're all ears. We're all ears here. We'll listen.
Okay.
We'll listen again. Thank you.
All right. In Ephesians 4:4-7, I'm so grateful for this scripture. There is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Amen. Mm. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I love this scripture because it just puts the nail. It just hits it right on the head with Pastor is teaching us to be in Christ and that we're all supposed to be walking rhythmically all over the globe, the universe, following the word. And if we all follow this word, we all will be on one accord because you see how often Pastor Beasley and Pastor Bell are on one accord, and that's because they're in Christ and they are obedient. You know, sometimes I'm right there with them, but they're more experienced and they know more, and I'm learning a lot. And I just want to tell people that you just have to do it for yourself. I mean, God loved us so much, he gave his only begotten Son, came back as Christ for a spirit. So we are forgiven, we're righteous. We can do anything through Christ. Anything.
Mm-hmm.
No laws, no bylaws, no lawyers, no judge. Nobody can tell you anything. God has the last say so. And when you're living under the grace of God, when you're living under the grace of God, anything is possible because God makes anything possible. The impossible is possible.
Say it.
You have to believe with all your heart. You know, it's not a Mari Povich show. Not a Mari Povich show. You are the father, 99.99%. No, it's 100%. God is the selfish God. He doesn't want any division. He wants 100% of everyone. Take his word. He will definitely keep you in perfect peace if you keep your mind and your meditation on him and stay in Christ. I don't care what you're going through. I don't care what it looks like. I don't care what your education tells you, what your experiences have tell you. God can change anything that needs to change. And he will do it. I'm a living witness. And I just want people to understand that this joy is everlasting. It starts now, here on earth. Right now, Christ the Spirit lives in us. It's not after we die. It was after Jesus died. And so we have to be grateful and just be appreciative that you got a gift. How often do people just give gifts and
come
don't ask for it? And it's a gift of everything that you could ever want. You couldn't even imagine the things that God has in store for us. We can't even imagine. Mm-hmm. Our imagination can't even travel that far. I mean, to get a gift that you didn't even ask for, that just suits you right in every shape, form, and fashion, in every spectrum of life, can't ask for anything more. So I'm just truly thankful for this broadcast, for Pastor Beasley, for Pastor Bell, and for all those who tune in and bear with my voice in and me being absent. I just want people to love Christ, to know Christ, and to know that this is not a whole bunch of shenanigans. It's not like working church dressing up with usher boards and putting on gloves and who has the sharpest suit. No. We want to mimic Christ. We want to do what God says he should do. We want to follow God's GPS, and that's the word. So the same way we take on this technology and believe and we don't understand how the fax works and how the GPS works, we don't have to understand everything that God says. He created this. He's the creator. He's the originator. We follow him, not man.
Amen.
And may God continue to open up our hearts and our minds and that we stay and move on one accord in love and just spread the word. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Amen. Hallelujah.
I don't know what state you in, but stay there, honey. I don't know if you're in Georgia, Pennsylvania, but whatever you let God continue to use you. That was awesome. I thank God for you, Evangelist Sharon. That was an awesome testimony. And that's pretty much what we're teaching about, brothers and sisters. You know, in Ephesians 4
And we'll go there for a moment because since she was already there. See, God is perfecting his church. Now, I just wish you hear that. He's in the process of perfecting his church. That's the purpose that God has for us, is to prepare his people, build them up in Christ, not in religion, not in denomination, not in that.
That's right.
But we'll read it. We'll read it, then we'll discuss it. Over there in Ephesians 4, and I really need to go back to the 11th verse, because people don't understand this is a gift. I don't know what your ministry is, but if you're doing it for Christ, it's a gift he gave to the body of Christ, to the apostles, to the body of Christ. He gave prophets to the body of Christ. These are gifts. Evangelists, he gave it to the body of Christ. Why?
Hallelujah.
Why did you give us people? Why did you give us pastors? For the edifying and the perfecting of the body of Christ. That's what we have. This is the ministry. It ain't our gift. We're in office. So I'm thankful for God, to God for that, that we know now that we don't own the office. We're just using it. And like anything else, if somebody give you a gift, what you going to do? Not use it? Come on now. I had my one of my son-in-laws gave one of my daughter-in-laws a car, for instance. Well, he didn't give her the car for it. He said, look at it. He gave her the car so she could use it, you see?
Amen.
When you give your kids things on Christmas or whenever you give anybody anything, they want you to use that. I was given Father's Day some shirts. Well, they don't want me to tack them up on the wall and have a shrine. They want me to wear those shirts because it's a gift. And guess what? They would love to see me in it, especially when I'm looking good.
All right.
Especially
all right.
When I got my jeans on and that's... Enjoy that. When you giving somebody something, you enjoy seeing them with that. Come on now.
Yeah.
I know you do. If you give somebody, I don't care what it is. If it's nothing but a phone, a telephone, you'll enjoy seeing them. Well, same thing with God. He wants us to use the gift he's given us. So let's go to Ephesians 4. I don't know if you know this or not, but the people, they walk around here with these titles. They don't even know what they're doing. Those are not titles, man. Those are gifts that need to be used. So the 10th verse says, we'll go to the 10th verse and read down through the 13th verse. So that's Ephesians.
Ephesians 4, 10 through 13. It reads as follows. He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers. The perfecting of the saints for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto the measure of the stature of the fruit of Christ. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. From the Message Bible, he climbed the high mountain. He handed it all out in gifts to the people. Is it not true that the one who climbed up also climbed down to the valley of the earth? And the one who climbed down is the one who climbed back up to highest heaven. He handed out gifts above and below, filled heaven with his gifts, filled earth with his gifts. He handed out gifts of apostle, prophet, evangelist, and pastor teacher to train Christ's followers in skilled servant work, working within Christ's body, the church, until we're all moving rhythmically and easily with each other, efficient and graceful in response to God's Son, fully mature adults, fully developed within and without, fully alive like Christ. Amen. Amen.
You see, Christ gave to his body, he gave to his body apostles, he gave to his body prophets, missionaries, teachers. These are gifts he gave to his body, which is called the church.
Yeah.
And the reason he gave these gifts, for we can perfect the body of Christ. Well, how are we going to do that? How are we going to make them perfect? By teaching them to get in the faith and continue in the faith.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Well, why would you want to do that? For the same reason Evangelist Sharon read a while ago. Same reason. Mm-hmm. Think about it. There is one body, one spirit, even as you are calling one hope of your calling. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and Father of us all, who is above all and through all, in you all.
Hallelujah. Yeah.
When we come to that full stature, we have a responsibility here. Listen to me, preachers, ministers, pastors, prophets, evangelists. Our responsibility is to unite body of Christ. Stop causing division.
That's
stop
right.
Got to have a women group, a men's group, a social group. That's a bunch of it's a bunch of hogwash, to tell you the truth. When people call division, well, we got to have a women ministry. Why, you and them women can get over there and gossip and run off at the mouth, talk about everything. But what we should be talking about, and that is uniting people in the faith.
Mm-hmm.
Not any kind of faith, but the God kind of faith. What is the God kind of faith? It's the word of God. That's what pleases him. The only faith that pleases God is God kind of faith. That other
Amen.
Trust you have in this and trust in that, God doesn't want us united in that garbage.
Amen.
He wants us to come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge. Now that's the issues that we talk about. There's some things we're going to talk about because the people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. The knowledge of God unto a perfect man. We can be perfect, but how that works is being perfect in Christ. That's the way
Amen.
That works, brother and sister. And when we began to teach this knowledge of who we are in Christ, let me tell you, oneness is so important. Believers are one. Or our unity is experience in oneness. Our being united is based on being in Christ. Everything is based on being in Christ.
Yes, yes. Amen.
The body, the fellowship. I'm just talking about oneness of us all, and this is just really for believers. Now, somebody said, well, what about people out there on the street, da, 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 da? And I got to be honest with you. I'm talking to the body of Christ right now. God gave you that gift for the body of Christ. That's what he gave it to you for. Now, what about sinners and all these other people? That's when we operate in discipleship. Go ye therefore into all the world. That's what we're supposed to be doing. But then once we come together, like Acts 5:42, going, this is what we ought to be studying, how to get people united and there to grow in the knowledge of Christ.
Amen. Yeah.
So when we said church, we're talking about the body of Christ. We're not talking about your organization. See, that's oneness right there. So you can see the division. Roscoe over here, Mary over here, and Jolly, they're all talking about their church. Wait a minute. But they're not talking about the church that God's talking about, the church that Christ's talking about. They're talking about their church. See, because they're not united with Christ. If they were united with Christ, then they're talking about Christ's church, which he is the head of, and it's not an organization, but an organism.
And that's what
Paul got beheaded for. I don't know if y'all realize this or not, but that was Paul's issue. He was teaching people to be in Christ. So when you read the book of Acts from the 24th chapter to the 28th, about all of Paul's letters was teaching people to be in Christ, being united in the body of Christ. So when he went before Felix and all these others, Agrippa, it was all because he was telling those people the importance of being in Christ and not in the religion, not as a Pharisee. He said, I've already been a Pharisee. I know about that stuff. I've already been there. I was Pharisees and Pharisees. See, when you've been this stuff and then God opened your eyes, you want to share that because you know that's your responsibility. That's why I was so happy with what Evangelist Sharon was sharing a while ago, because, see, I know her eyes is open now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. She have awakened. News alert. She has awakened, Satan.
Hallelujah.
She's awakened. See, because the Holy Spirit who activate the fellowship with the Father, because that's what he promised. That's why a lot of people, they don't see God, they don't see Christ, because they don't have a fellowship with him. They don't believe that he's alive. They don't believe he's here. But he promised to come back and be in you so he can guide you.
And that's where he is.
Christ is Lord. Let me tell you what. God's signature. If it's of God and you want to know, he have a signature. I'm going to give y'all this little nugget and I'm going to be out of here. God's signature is this. God's signature is faith, okay? And without it, you can't please. And faith is his word. See, faith is the substance of things hoped for. It's the evidence of things. So the substance is God's word. Heaven and earth are passed away before one jot tittle of his word. Everything is predicated on the word. So if you want to see if God's signature on it, it's about faith. So when you read Hebrews 11, God gave all those people rewards and awards because of faith, because that's what pleased him was faith. And that's what sanctified you and I. God have given us these gifts. And he expects for us to use them. But this is Thankful Thursday. We're going to pick back up on our lesson on tomorrow. I'm excited about it. And if anyone else have anything else you want to see, we're wide open now. We don't have to shut it down. We're wide open. Anybody else want to be thankful for a scripture? Want to be thankful for anything now? This is Thankful Thursday. Anything. We like to say be thankful for a scripture, but we'll just let you thank God for anything today. Anybody else before we dismiss? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody else have anything to say?
Hallelujah.
I mean, it's so beautiful and so easy to accept it. The same way you accept 1 + 1 = 2 and everybody knows that that's universal, you have to accept that God, what he loved about us, is that we have total faith in him. And that's it, and that's all. And in Christ, and that Christ is the... Amen.
Hallelujah. I see why the devil don't want you talking, baby. You got something to say.
All right. Amen.
You got something to say to anything. Yes. You might want to go get some lemon and some warm water, some honey, and Dr. Satan, I want you speaking. I can see that right now, honey. And we're going to be in agreement with you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, right now, we bind up anything that's trying to hinder her throat, hinder her speech. We bind it in the name of Jesus, Father God. We cast it down. We cast down every symptom right in Jesus' name. And she will speak because she do know the plan that you have for her life. I thank you, Father God, you've awakened her spirit to know that she is to declare the word of God. I thank you for that. Praise you for that.
Praise the Lord. Yes. Thank you.
All this in Jesus' name. Everybody agree.